It's a big zechus to start now Chelik Beis. So Kuf Chaf Ches is about Birkas Kohan. We're gonna be in this for a little bit of a while. Mem Hei Siyafim. Ein Nesiyas Kapayim B'Pachos Me'asor. So we don't do Birkas Kohanim with less than 10 people. Maybe that's a Dvar Sheva Kedusha, maybe a different reason. V'Kohanim Me'haminim. But the Kohanim count. It's not 10 besides them. They are part of it. We'll discuss later what if you have a David told me his cousins or family, whatever, lived in a country. There were 19 Jews in the shtetl, and they were all Kohanim. So we'll get to later on, what do you do? How do you Birkas Kohanim when everyone's a Kohen? Okay, ve'ein lazar lisa kapov, a non-Kohen shouldn't do this. Afilu im kohanim achirim, even if he's just going up as part of the group. Okay,
do they have to have a people to bless, or it's
could be that part of the cheshbon. Could be there might be who's the mitzvah on? Is the mitzvah on the kohanim to bless? Is on the mitzvah on the Yisraelim to be blessed? So, yeah, perik beis ksubas. Okay, desire.
Well, they make it birchas and mitzvah when they duchen.
So maybe it's a bracha levatola. Maybe that's the whole thing, right? So what exactly is the concern of it? We'll also discuss what's the din about.
But the shiltiba being a kohen itself is. I mean,
that not so bad. He'll just turn around. That not bother about. But what?
He's allowed to turn around in the middle of Ishmael.
Yeah, you could do that. He does do that. What about
who calls out to them if the Shulat Tzipa is a Kohen?
Okay, so then no one will call out. What? Anyone about this for you? A Chelik Beis? Baruch Hashem, yes, brand new. So we'll talk about also, what about a giving Birkas Kohanim outside of Tefillah? Friday night benching, by a Chasna, stuff like that, by the Bedekin. Dizar Ovir Baaseh, a non-Kohen does is over Naseh by doing this, okay? Tosfos perkokisve velo yadri ma isriyesh bazar hola. He doesn't understand what the problem would be with that. Why can't you? Be'asher de'im kohanim acherim sharif tzarechin. Maybe if there are other kohanim, you just want to go up there. That might not be a problem. So I'll try to speak out what the issues could be. Starts with the first mishnah brurah chelik beis. Ein dina b'chol davar kimo shemavur le'el b'simin nun hey le'inyan kaddish. Right, so you have to have 10, just like it's a davar shebe kedusha.
This is the only mitzvah deraisa that requires a minyan.
An only mitzvah deraisa that requires a minyan. Is that true? Could be. Well, hakel, well, you have a minyan, but does it require a minyan?
You can have a minion, but that's just because you have everybody there.
I need everybody. Vayin sham mishne brua b'sif kotin lamed gimel mash kesavne b'shem haprima godem the mistapik le'inyan yoshein imitzarif.
Even if there's only two yidden in the world, the mitzvah hakel would still be there. Perhaps.
There's an opinion you have to have a sefer Torah there. Basically, everybody disagrees with this. Some say, so if a person just comes along and says, I'm a Kohen, I have the right last name, I'm a Rappaport, I'm a Katz, whatever, so then we would believe him, even with the wrong last name. So the Jewish brings out two reasons as to why we would do that, maybe because he doesn't get any hana from it. Right, there's no real hana in it's like we're giving matnas kahuna. Or alternatively, another reason why we'd believe him is because it's very easy to figure out if he's right or wrong. He says, I come from this city, and you know, so the nafkamina would be if it's a city that's close by. If it's a city that would be close by, or it'd be very easy to figure out whether he was lying or not, so then maybe we wouldn't believe him, right? But if the whole din is that because it's of hana, so then he wouldn't have any reason to lie whatsoever, so then we would still believe him. But we believe in Alamaisa, we do. V'chein ha-minhag, be-Ebenezer, simen gimel. Okay. Meha minyan, that the Kohanim can be part of our counting. Lefi she-ha-Kohanim gankim b'chlal bracha. They're also getting the bracha. Midichti the post says, va'ani avarachim. I will bless them. Kloimer la-Kohanim. Va'afilu im rubam Kohanim. What's even I have 6 of out of the 10 are Kohanim. Gamkein shapirdom, it's still fine. Kevin de yesh al-Kohanim Yisrael echad, shi'ana omein achir birkas ha-Kohanim. You'll have someone to answer. Yeah, in the Dirshi brings down something interesting. Tam Hadover's Kos of Hataz, Shekev and Debirkas Kohanim Nemra Beloshin Yochid Yivarechicho Hashem Vishmerecho. You, God will bless you. So there has to be at least one person in that bracha will go on. It could be 9 out of 10 of Kohanim, as long as they have one Yisrael. Then he quotes, Ubez Knesset Shekulam Kohanim, Ayin Lakam and Sif Chafe. We're going to get to the Rabbi Davis's case of, I think the term's called Fliegenhaft or something like that. But everyone's Kohanim. What do they do there? We'll see.
I can think of something. Maybe one of them will walk out when they call up the Kohanim.
That's going to be in Bays. It's going to be in Bays.
Right. Then they'll come back in. And there's one. You have one volunteer walk out. He's not called up. He missed when they called up the Kohanim.
Yeah.
And they come in just before they start.
I mean, he didn't go up at the right times. So now he can't go up. And now the brach will go on him?
Yeah.
So you're basically causing mevatel mitzvah asay. I don't know. We'll see. It's not so complex.
We ask the coin to go out.
When do you ask the coin to go out?
I'm pretty sure that I don't remember offhand now, but I remember there was a circumstance when
you don't call him up for
another. I think there was a Rabbi Dessler's biography or something. He was in Kelm. I forget exactly the details, but Lamaisa, it was a Monday or Thursday, and there was no Kohen there, and so they called up somebody, and he pointed out, no, Kohen just walked in or something like that, and they gave him Musaf, like looking up from his sitter, like, what are you doing looking up? He's like, the Kohen just walked in. He said, no, you shouldn't have been doing it, but you should have been focusing on the daven, not looking to see who's in shul. So I think it was Rav Dessler, if it was in Kelm, if I remember correctly, the Maisa.
So we said that the Kohanim themselves count towards the people receiving the
bracha. Towards the minion.
But you
still have to have at least one Yisrael to put the bracha on.
Okay.
And we learned that's what the Taz brings in the Dirshu, that because it's Lashon Yochid Yivarechecha, Hashem should bless you. So there has to be somebody.
Because we said that to actually receive the blessing, you have to be in front. And if your hands are in front, then you can't be...
Okay, right. We'll get that also about where they have the standing, the placement of everybody. Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Are we already holding? Bays? No. Gimel, okay. Ve'in lazar. So machlokis, whether or not a non-Kohen could go up and do this or not. Dechsiv kosavarchu. This is how you should bless. Atem, you should do this. Meaning Kohanim ve'lo zarim and not non-Kohanim. Ve'lav ba mechlal asay. And if it says that this is what should be done, so the negative that's inferred out of this has a positive status. Ayin bebach shekosav davka im nesiyas kapayim. This is only if you're actually doing real nesiyas kapayim, you're lifting up your hands. Vafili im lo berach mitechila asher kidshan b'kidusha social aron v'tzivanu. Right, because that you can't do because you're not. Meaning, even if you're not going to say the bracha, it's still a problem. Aval im yevarech birkas kohanim belonas yiskapayim ein oiver baasei. But if you would make the bracha of birkas kohanim and not do the actual benching, that you're not over. Prima God and mashma de iser yesh b'chol gavne. He says no, it's also in all cases.
If you're not a kohen, you have to say actually kishon b'kidusha social aron. And
he said don't make the bracha and don't raise your hands. Whatever's left, you can do.
Meaning you Kohanim do this and not the non-Kohanim Zarim. Eino rak miskavein lechavonas ha-mitzvah. That's only when you're doing this and you have the kavana. I am now performing the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. I'm a Yisrael. Okay, that's the Isser. Aval ilo mechavein klal lechavonas ha-mitzvah. I'm just saying the words. It's a nice, it's psukim in the Torah at the end of the day. That's what some of them point out. You're saying psukim, right? So rak shelo lavor al divrei chaverav shechashu shehu koin va'amu lo alei leduchan. I think that's the mind of the one of the tonight. There's Rabbi Yossi says, I'm such a good friend. If my chaver would tell me to go up in duchan, I would be such a good friend. I would go up there with him. So you're going up there with him to duchan with him. You're not a koin. Pshit de einkan isra say klal. There's no isra involved because you didn't have kavan to do the mitzvah. You're just saying the psukim nearly. Kol zedav galamai de kaimelon. If you remember, it isn't by Shema, the mitzvah srichos kavana. So here, you have to have kavana to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? We said that. That's why 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ilav ha'ochi eina mutar rak davka im mechavim befeir shalol l'shei mitzvah. If mitzvahs don't need kavana, then you have to have at least negative kavana. I'm hereby saying all these tukim, but I'm not doing birkas kohanim. Oh, she'eina mechavim klal l'bracha. I have no kavana by the bracha. I'm bir halacha. Okay, let's see, we'll get there. Dalin afilu. This is going back on the line. What's it called? If there is other kohanim, you still can't go up there. Right to loymar afilu im neima da ase ena oiver hazar shemvarech im hakohanim. Right. Okay, it's not a problem if you go up there with them. The hamir atem v'lo zarim hu rakish shemvarech levado. That's only if you be the only one. But if you know, like safety in numbers, you're going up with a bunch of your kohanim, your buddies. Afilu hachi al koponim oser meshum habracha shemvarech betechila, because the bracha you say asher kiddishanu dehavi levatala, because you weren't commanded to do that. Rak lekohanim etzivso haTorah levarech es Yisrael, because the kohanim are the ones who are commanded to do this. Hey is bizarre ha'ola, so would there be a really a halachic issue? So one day is that no, there's really no problem. Im lo mishum brach levatola de lekohanim tziv sohat. I'm sorry, did I read it wrong? You know, im lo mishum brach levatola. There wouldn't be for the aspect of making the bracha shlekohanim tziv sohat Torah levarich es Yisrael. The Torah says, okay, as long as you don't make the bracha, you just go up there, then that's fine. So the efsher de im. The only halachic issue we're bothered with is making a bracha, because you're not a kohen. Uladina lemaisa, what do? Hiskima achronim de'ein lechalik bezeh dechol gavne oiver ba'aseh. No, really, we don't do this. But at least there's an opinion on the books that it wouldn't be a problem. I'm sorry, what did I say? We don't do it. We don't do it, but whether even if you would not make the bracha, you still shouldn't go up there. Yeah. In the deer shoe, it's an interesting point. If you look at the last paragraph in number 8. See the last paragraph in number 8 on the it says Va'af Yisrael Cheresh. So a person who's deaf, She'ena Shmev Es Birkas Kohanim. So he's not hearing it. He's sitting there in shul and he sees what's happening, but he's not going to hear anything. So Kosek, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shelashito Shish Mitzvah Al Hashoimim. According to the mitzvah, that it's not on the Kohan to give the bracha, but it's on the Yisraelim to receive the bracha. Im Hu Oimed Kineged HaKohanim. If he's standing there, like facing them the right way, Mischavin LeHisvarich, and he has Kavona, I'm going to get the bracha, even though he doesn't understand, doesn't hear. He gets the mitzvah. Why? He knows what's happening. The Kohen are giving a bracha, and I'm getting a bracha. I didn't hear the actual words of it, but Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskins it that would be that works. That works. Yeah.
Well, so I mean, isn't that the same really with answering them? And if you walk in at the last second, you're not even sure what bracha they said, but you know what it should have been.
Well, yeah, that was the end of Chelek Aleph. If that's Machlokas Raman Mechabit, you have to actually know what the bracha was. Or could you just answer Amen?
It's or even if you know what it was, but you didn't hear it.
Right, but that's Machlokas, unless you can only answer Amen unless you actually know. Here he knows what it is.
Yeah.
Here so you're saying it's good according to both. Okay. A few other interesting points.
Looks in and just hears the word V'yishmerecha.
No, it was, probably would not.
He would not answer.
What do you know? It's like an Amen. It's cut off. You don't know what you're saying. You know what you're saying, but you didn't hear it, so we didn't do it. Would to stop? Should a person stop? Let's say they're holding the Shemona Esrei, and not the Birkas Kohanim, right? So should you stop and then listen to that? So in number 9, the rings from Eliashiv. Achein lahafsi pe'emtze tefilas lachash b'shtika kedei lishmoa Birkas Kohanim. So what should I stop in the middle? So he's raised from Eliashiv. She'ein la soiskein. No, you don't stop. You don't stop. You keep going. A few other things in the Bir Halacha.
In any case, you still hear
hear it. You don't have to stop. You don't stop. You just keep on davening. In number 11 brings an interesting thing about Yisrael giving the Birkas Kohanim. It says, Va'al pi tamze kosa b'torah tamima sheish lehakbid shlo lehaniach shtei yadayim al rosh hamisboa. So when a non-Kohen gives Birkas Kohanim, so maybe one shouldn't give two hands. Others argue, but once you just put one hand, because then the real way of doing the bracha is with two, you only give one, it's not a problem. So that's the issue. The groh holds, there was a mitzvah by a chas or something, he gave someone Birkas Kohanim, he said, oh, you're not a Kohen. He says, no, I only used one hand, there's nothing wrong with it. So you see from this that to give Birkas Kohanim, so by Friday night, some have the minhag when they bench their children to only put one hand on their head. Me'idach, on the other hand, maybe you don't have to do this. Sidr Yaivitz, he brings kosher sheish lahaniach shtei yadayim. You can put both hands on. This is not a problem to put two hands while saying Birkas Kohanim. Keder shenahag Moshe Rabbeinu kishivarech es Yehoshua. Be'ayin yofeh. He gave him such a wonderful, warm bracha. Right? So therefore, and he adds on, right? Kimavur pasuk v'hosif shekain hayim minhag aviv hachacham tzvi. So the chacham tzvi used to put two hands when giving Birkas Kohanim, but different minhagim and different. That's the reason behind there. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we started now chelik beis. We should be zeichet to learn a lot of Torah together. Have a great day.